Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Dwight Jeffrey, and we have another exciting show for you. How to be the star of the show. And today, we're going to give you some good ideas and strategies to look at ways that you can be, look at ways that will explain to you how you can be the star of the show. And remember, everyone, dare to dream and keep thinking big. I want you to think about something for a minute. Life is what you make of it. It always has been, and it always will be. There are so many things there are so many different things that we can do to make our situation a completely different situation. And for those of you that tuned in, we want to give you some ideas, give you some things that will motivate you and inspire you to become the star of the show. And being the star of the show means that, hey, guess what? You've hit the jackpot. You can be a success. Now, what is success? Success is defined as a progressive movement to the reality of a predetermined, worthwhile personal goal. That's right. That means if you plan on being the star of the show, you will need to have some goals, and you'll need to use those goals. You'll need to understand how to set goals, because the goals, setting goals will be a key, important element in you becoming the star of the show. Goals are determined by thinking in advance and aiming high for what you want to do in life. Goals are obtained when we use our imagination and our concentration to write out our goals and to be specific in the steps that we choose to take to accomplish these goals, okay? And so what we want to do, we want to write out our goals, and after we write out our goals, then we're going to cover some important elements today, because you got to step out of the boat on faith. You got to step out on your faith if you want these goals to become a reality. Okay? And the last thing we're going to cover today, we're going to show you how to take action steps that will aid you in the process of achieving those goals. Now, now, the first thing I want you to think about is drawing yourself a picture. I want you to visualize seeing yourself be the star of your show. Everything that you accomplish in life will start from an ideal that comes from your imagination. So your imagination is another important element that you will use in being able to accomplish your goals. Do you really want to be the star of the show? That's my question for you that are listening. Have you thought about it? Do you look at other people and you sit back and you go, hey, I wish that was me? Are you the kind of person that when you see others doing it, do you sit there and dream and visualize yourself doing it? Well, that's what we want to get away from today. We want to get you in actualization so that you can actually work towards achieving the goals that you've set for yourself. But again, I want you to think for a minute on the question that I asked you. Do you really want to be the star of your show? Now, if you answered yes, and in your heart, you know that you want to be the star of the show, well, now it's time for you to take a serious step today and to take notes so that we can help you become the star of the show. If you look around, there are a lot of stars. And you have, of course, you have co-stars. And you have other people that have parts of various positions. But if you want to be the star of the show, you have to work on improving you and making you better if you want to be the star of the show. There are so many things. There are many things that we can do that can prepare us, that can launch us into the arena. And when we take a personal note of ourselves, then we can do this. Nothing is impossible if you believe it, you can imagine it, and you write out your goals and your plan for executing everything. Now, I want you to write down, this is the first ingredient. Stay right here. This is the first ingredient that we're going to use in making this a successful victory for yourself. Okay? The first thing I want you to write down is work. Hard work. Okay? If you want to be the star of the show, you have to work at it. And also, you have to do your homework. You got to do whatever it takes to improve yourself. You got to work at making sure you're knowledgeable. You got to make sure that not only you're knowledgeable, you got to make sure that you actually know what it takes. Not you. You got to know what it takes in order to do that. Anyway, you got to make sure you know what it takes in order to do that. You got to read the script. You got to make sure you're familiar with your subject matter. You got to know everything about your show. You got to make sure you're familiar, you're comfortable with everything. And that's one thing that can help you move towards that range, to forward yourself to get to that level. So make sure that you know what your subject matter is, you understand your show, so you can be the best at it and know more about it than anyone else. The second thing I want you to write down is preparation. It takes preparation in everything that you do. It takes great preparation. You have to find out all of the tools that you need. You got to find out the materials that go into it. You got to find out what it will take in order for you to position yourself so that you could get to that level. And that's where preparation comes in at. And I've heard many great entertainers, performers, artists often say that hard work, dedication, and preparation is what turns into luck. So if you look at those equations, your work and your preparation are the things that's going to assist you with being able to do this. Okay, the next thing I want you to write down is your skills. What kind of skills do you have to bring to everything? We all have skills, and sometimes we may need to learn new skills. So you can learn new skills, and you can also improve on the skills that you have. All of this will play a big role in helping you to be the star of your show. And for those of you that have just tuned in with us, my name is Dwight Jeffrey, and I'm the host of the Mr. Motivator Show. And if you'd like to look at what we're doing and find out about my book, a lot of this information that I'm covering today is actually coming from my book, Success is an Attitude, by Dwight Jeffrey. And feel free to go to my website. That's www.DwightJeffrey, that's DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, that's DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can go to my website and you can check out my book, check out all the valuable information that I have there to assist you in achieving your goals and becoming the star of the show. And I want to thank all of you that just tuned in. to our broadcast. And each week we work hard at bringing something to the show that we believe that can be of value to you that are listening. And the goal, the focus of Mr. Motivator is to bring joy, to bring success, to bring laughter, accomplishment, so that you can live the best in life, live your best life, and enjoy it. Now, getting back to what we started with, how to be the star of your show. If you just tuned in, we've already covered some important aspects. We've covered what success is, and we talked about obtaining goals and using our imagination and our concentration in order to make those goals become a reality. And we've talked about accomplishments, and that everything that you will accomplish in life starts with an idea that comes from your imagination. And the more you use your imagination, the more you will accomplish. And I asked our audience today, do you really want to be the star of the show? And those of you that said yes, we talked about hard work, preparation, and skills, which are very vital and necessary in order to become the star of the show. The next thing, I want to pose a question to you that are listening. I want you to think about what's holding you back right now. What's holding you back? What's getting in your way? What's stopping you from becoming the star of the show? Is it because you don't feel that you have what it takes? Is it because you don't feel that you can actually do it? Is it because you've been told by your friends or your relatives or your family members that you don't have what it takes? Have you been programmed in your mind by someone around you that was always negative and constantly criticized you, and you're holding those thoughts, you're holding those opinions of others? Okay, there's something holding you back from being the star of the show. And I ask the question, what's holding you back? I want you to think about that for a minute. Okay? Now, one of the number one things that holds most people back from moving forward in life, and especially moving into the limelight and becoming a star of the show, is the number one thing, right, is that procrastination. If you're a procrastinator, it's easy for you to look for 1,000 different things or to come up with 1,000 excuses about why you can't do it or why you weren't able to do it. Okay, and you got to look at yourself and examine yourself and take note. Are you a procrastinator? Do you put things off for the last minute? Do you constantly challenge yourself by allowing obstacles to get in your way? Do you allow people to get in your way? Do you often accept people who barge in and without giving you prior notice, and you say yes to them, or rather than standing up to them and saying, hey, can I call you back? Can I get with you at a later time? I'm in the middle of something right now. Or are you one of those kinds of people who can't say no, and you allow those people to distract you and then you use that as an excuse to why you couldn't accomplish your goals. It's so important to observe procrastination, because procrastination has canceled the spotlight for a lot of people. Procrastination has caused a lot of people to miss going beyond what they've been told. Procrastination has caused a lot of people to give up in life. Procrastination has caused a lot of people to just be talkers. They talk about doing it, and they feel good to some degree talking to others about it, but they never really venture out to get anything done or to get anything started, because procrastination has walked into their lives and they've made room for procrastination, and they've allowed procrastination to cause them to miss appointments, to stand people up, to be late at every occasion, to just destroy the respect and trust of others because of this attitude of procrastination. And if procrastination is big in your life, you got to deal with it right now. You got to say to yourself, I refuse to procrastinate. I'm going to change this procrastination my life by developing a do-it-now habit. And you make a list of your goals, and you make a do-it-now list of things that you can do today, things that you can do at this very moment in order to rise beyond the procrastination. And once you get beyond that procrastination, you're headed. You're headed to the spotlight. You're headed towards achieving those goals. Okay, another one that I want you to write down, to take note and ask yourself, is this particular thing holding you back? Fear. Fear is an obstacle for many people. You've heard people talk about a fear of success or a fear of failure. Some people can't move forward because they worry so much about falling down. They worry so much about failing. They worry so much about what are other people going to think if I become the star of the show and then my show is canceled, I don't succeed. They let that get in their way. But what they're not looking at, hey, once you become the star of the show, you've achieved the goal. How many people do you know that have actually become the star of the show? How many people have stepped out, set goals, and achieved their goals? That's something you can celebrate, the success of that. It doesn't matter if you become the star of the show and you're there for 6 months or a year, or your show is on the air for 6 years and it's canceled. You still achieved the goal because you became the star of the show and you did something that a lot of other people, that other people may have wished that they could have done, but they weren't able to do that. And so you look at that as a victory, and you continue to set more goals and move forward in your life with other accomplishments. And another thing that we see that fear does for people, fear causes people to reject others who operate with confidence. You see, fear can also be a lack of confidence. You fear that you're going to have an accident, and so you're afraid to get behind the wheel in a car because your fear is telling you that you're going to have an accident, or you may have an accident, and therefore you shouldn't drive. Fear cripples people in so many different areas. I know people that would rather drive a car around the world because they're afraid to get on an airplane. And if you allow fear to dominate your life, you're going to miss out on a lot of great opportunities and miss out on a lot of great things. Because there's things happen, but you can't internalize those things and think that everything bad that happens to someone else is going to happen to you. And so you just decide to stay in your zone. You stay in your chair, in your living room, and you just close the door to every opportunity. You close the door to every good thing that comes your way in life because of fear. Don't, ladies and gentlemen, are you listening to me? Don't let fear cripple you. Don't let fear enter your life and hold you hostage to the great opportunities and to the life that you want to live. Don't let fear stop you from enjoying your life and achieving your goals and becoming the star of your show. You got to look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Another thing I want to you to write down that could be a holdback, and this is a holdback for a lot of people, worry. Worry. Did you hear that? I said worry. Some people worry 24/7. There are people that worry every day. There are people who worry about life in general. There are people that spend more time reading about trauma, reading about catastrophes. There are some people that spend more time reading about things that are disarming. There are people that tune in to the news broadcast just to see who was killed or who was injured, who was burned, who died. And they feed on that all the time. I mean, there are things that happen, but there's some elements, things that we can tune into that are positive. I know a lot of people that love sports, and they look at sports and they tune in to watch sports so that they can get ideas and strategies, and they look at sports as something that relates to their life, and they look at life as a game, and then they watch the sports because it motivates them to look at how they can change the game or change the plays in their lives and to be winners. So people that are winners are drawn to positive things and things that they feel like that will help them. I've even heard people on TV, even officials, like some of the president's wives and other people in great positions, and they mentioned how they were warriors and that they often did it. And they thought that it was something that they were supposed to do because somebody has to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let worry get in your life and cause you to worry all the time. Worry will make you sad. Worry will destroy your health. Worry will allow you to accept the defeatist attitude. Worry will take you off the focus of success. Worry will hinder you from achieving your goals. And, of course, once you become a worrier and you always worry, the next aspect that begins to happen is doubt. Once you worry, you begin to doubt yourself and everyone else. And there are some people that worry about other people. They worry more about what other people think. They worry about, hey, if I do this, what are they going to think? If I drive this, what are they going to think? If I eat this, what are they going to think? If I do that, and they're worrying about what other people think, and most of the time, the people that they're worried about aren't even thinking about them. Their mind is someplace else. They're focused on trying to achieve their goals, but yet these people, because they've allowed worry to be a factor in their life, they worry everywhere they go. They can't enjoy themselves because they're worrying all the time. And, of course, and most of them, along with the worry, they have doubt and unbelief about everything. And so it's almost impossible for those people to become the star of the show because they will worry more about what other people think of the show instead of becoming the star and making the show a success and being the best that they can be and doing their best. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be the star of the show, it starts first with you appreciating yourself and you having the desire to want to go forward and be the best in life. That's what it takes. Okay? Another element I want you to look at that could be holding you back, write this down, a poor self-image. Oftentimes, it's difficult for someone to achieve anything if they have a very low image of themselves. A poor self-image causes people to feel like drifters. Often people with a poor self-image are intimidated when they go in a room and they see other people looking nice because they have an image of themselves and the image that they have of themselves is a poor image. They don't see themselves attractive. They don't see themselves having anything that's positive. They feel that they're on the worst end. And you can tell, you can almost pick up on the people that have a poor self-attitude because oftentimes, they give up on their appearance. They don't like styling their hair. They don't want to wear clothes that looks nice on them. People that have a poor self-image will look their worst when they go out because they have a poor self-image and they want everyone to feel sorry for them, thinking that maybe if they feel sorry for me, they may offer me a job. They may do something nice for me. And that poor self-image is giving them the wrong picture. And the picture that they're projecting is turning more people off than it's turning more people on. And so I got to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, each one of you that are listening, what type of self-image do you have for yourself? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel strong? Do you feel positive? Do when you get dressed and you walk out with your suit on or your evening gown? Do you smile? Do you feel like, hey, I like myself and I appreciate how I look? Because there are other people out here that may not look as good as I look, and so I'm thankful that I may not be the most attractive person in the room or in the world, but I do like myself, and I know that I have some attractive features. I love my smile. I love my eyes. I love my body, you know, because, hey, I work out. I exercise. You know, it cost me something. So you have to work towards improving your self-esteem. You have to work towards improving your self-image. And once you work towards improving your self-image and you improve those things, then life is going to be much better for you. That's what it's all about. Improving yourself and being the best that you can be and enjoying yourself. And when you have a good self-image, I mean, when you, the people that have a good self, a healthy self-image, when they walk into an atmosphere, they draw attention sometimes. Because when you feel good about yourself, there's an energy that attracts others, okay? And you have to feel good about yourself. And once you develop your self-esteem, your self-image, and you begin to feel good about yourself and you dress as nice as you can and you look your best, there's an electricity that just charges the room, and you give an aura, and this aura that people sense is called charisma. And that's most successful people have that. When you are the star of the show, you will have that. People will want to connect with you. They'll want to come around you. They'll want to talk to you. They'll want to be friends with you. They'll want to learn things about you because they sense the electricity that's been projected from you. They sense that the charisma. They sense all of those things working in force as a result of you building your image and having a good image for yourself. Okay, another thing, the question I'd like to pose, does your personality make room for you to be the star of the show? Does your personality make room for you to be the star of the show? See, you can have a good attitude or you can have a bad attitude. But when you have a great personality and when people like your personality, those people are going to do things for you. They're going to do favors for you. They're going to want to help you because, hey, they just have such great personalities. People that have great personalities win the hearts of a lot of people. They leave people mesmerized. They capture people's attention. A personality will open doors for you. If you have no personality, it's because you don't want to have a personality. A personality is a trait that you can develop and you can work on and you can improve it. If you only want to be a security guard in a dark room or in a dark building and you want to be back there by yourself so you don't have to talk to people because you hate talking to people, okay, that's with you. But it doesn't have to be like that. You can work in any field, in any arena, and you can develop your personality. And you don't have to try to make your personality be exactly or identical to everyone else, but you can improve upon yourself, and you can have the personality that fits you, and that will add great dimensions to your life. Okay, now this one I want you to write down to think about if your personality is holding you back from being the star of the show. Okay, here's some things that you can do to change that. First thing is work on your personality. Look at it and ask other people about your personality and get their honest opinions and let them tell you what they like and what they don't like. Another thing you can do is to reach out and meet people. And meet as many people as you can. And if you add a smile sometimes to your personality, you'll be amazed at the difference of how it will begin to improve. I know people who, when they get ready to do their work on the phone, and they call customers, they smile over the phone. And when they're talking to someone, the person that's on the other end of the phone is receptive because they can feel their personality. They can feel their warmth just by them adding a smile while they're on the other end of the phone call talking to someone. Okay, another thing you can do to improve your personality is not only meet people, but write this down, network. Network. Meet people. Make friends. Do things for people, and people will do things for you. Help people, and people will help you. Network in a positive way and in a positive manner, and that will improve your personality, and it also will improve the contacts that you develop for yourself. Here's another good one. Research. Research. Research not only your show and the material that you want to use for your show, research and look for information that can help you improve your personality, that can help you discover yourself, that can help you increase your whole person. Another thing you can do to improve your personality is to aim high and venture into the unknown. Talk to people that you normally wouldn't talk to. And you might think that, hey, man, I don't know what may happen. But the bottom line is, whatever happens could be good for you. And it could help you, and it may help you to realize that, hey, people are people. They all like to talk. They all have different interests. They all want to feel important. And by you venturing out and meeting people and talking to people and working on improving your personality, you're going to see everything change and the light turn to a different color for you. And the light won't be dim, but the light will be bright in your life. Okay? And again, another thing you can write down is set goals to improve your personality. Sit down and think of some things that you want to do with your personality that you know you haven't been able to do in the past, and actually get out there and to do that. Okay? Now, in looking at improving yourself, there are so many different things that we can do to improve ourselves, but when you decide and make up your mind that you really want to be the star of the show, you can do it. There was a man named John. I think the man's name was John Goddard. And John decided to set some goals for himself because he wanted to be the star of the show in his life. And he set goals. And John achieved many of the goals that he set out for himself. One of the things that this John wanted to do, he decided that he wanted to set a goal, and he wanted to travel the world. So guess what? He set a goal, and he traveled the world. Not only did he travel the world and visited every country in the world, he did it twice. He also decided that he wanted to milk a rattlesnake. He achieved that goal. He decided that he wanted to climb Mount Everest. He achieved that goal. He decided to run a marathon, and he achieved that goal. He decided one day that he wanted to read his Bible, the entire Bible, from cover to cover until it was finished. And he did that three times. I mean, this guy would set these goals, and it was amazing how he achieved them. Also, he decided he wanted to go for an airplane ride and jump out of the airplane with a parachute. John achieved that goal. Are you listening today? How many of you are listening and thought about doing something that you dare to do? John decided he wanted to do this, and he was retired. He was up in age, but he dared to do it, and he achieved that goal. Another thing he decided he wanted to do, he set a goal to read the entire World Book Encyclopedia. He read the World Book Encyclopedia, encyclopedias from A to Z. One day, he decided he wanted to drive a race car, and he drove a race car, and he achieved that goal. John Goddard achieved his goal because he wanted to be the star of the show in his life. He wanted to make his life fun and interesting, and he achieved a lot of the goals that he set out for himself. And people, he gained friendship and respect from people all over the world because he was a goal setter, and he decided one day that he wanted to be the star of his show. And then there are so many men. There are other famous men who did the same thing. Harlan Sanders set a goal for himself. A lot of people know Harlan Sanders as Colonel Sanders, who was known for KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. He set a goal for himself, and he wanted to have his restaurant all over the world. And guess what? He achieved that goal. And it took dedication and hard work, but he achieved it. Some of you may know Wally Amos. You probably heard of famous chocolate chip cookies. Wally achieved a goal. Wally grew up, he couldn't read, but Wally decided to set a goal and to overcome everything. And he did this, and he had the best chocolate chip cookie to hit to market. And he set a goal to learn how to read. And he learned how to read, and he began to help other people set up literacy programs in the communities. I mean, this man became the star of the show. Okay, we look at Michael Dell, who refused to give up with the computers that he decided he wanted to work with and to put together. And it started out like a hobby to him, and guess what? His goal was to make his computer be one of the best computers to ever be built. And we see today Michael Dell computers are just awesome. These men set a goal. They wanted to be the star of the show. And you got to set goals for yourself if you want to be the star of the show in your life. And another thing, once you become the star of your show, you got to know how to edify. You got to be able to yield the floor and give others an opportunity. See, the greatest leaders, the greatest stars are the stars that can make room on the floor for other stars and give them the opportunity. That's what the star of the show will do. And another thing, a star doesn't have a problem admitting that they don't know everything. But a star would prepare for the stage. And if you want to be the star of your show, you have to set a goal. And you have to set that goal and know what the format of your show will be. What is the focus in your life? Where are you? What do you really want to do? What is it that you, a message that you want to convey to the world? And then the frequency, hey, when do you want to put your show out there so that everyone can see it? And then content. What kind of content are you going to fill your show? Are you going to bring in quality content? Are you going to have the kind of content that's going to lighten your show, that when everyone tunes into your broadcast, it's going to help them in some kind of way? Their life is going to be affected. Their life is going to be changed. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening today, you can become the star of the show if you work hard at it. And then the last thing I want you to think about when you become the star of the show is, how are you going to reach the world? Okay? The number one way for the star of the show to reach the world is to first see himself as a servant. And when you see yourself as a humble servant, you're going to do whatever needs to be done in order to help a lot of people. And then another thing you can write down is service. What kind of service do you want to provide for your audience? Or what kind of service or performance are you willing to give to your audience to enlighten people's lives? Another thing I want you to write down is, do you really sincerely have a desire to help people? Because if you can help enough people and help those people get what they want, you automatically will receive what you want in life. It's just a reciprocal. Whatever you plant, that seed is going to grow up and become a harvest in your life. And the last thing I want you to write down, when you're the star of the show, you have to see yourself successful. See yourself as an expert in your craft. The last part of the show is to make your show the best show in the world. And to be the star of the show, you got to start where you are. Start where you're at right now. You might have a small set. You may have a small area to work with, but that's okay. You got to see it and see the people and see yourself, regardless of what it is that you have to work with. The next thing I want you to write down is never give up. Never give up on achieving your goal. If you really have a sincere desire to be the star of the show, never give up that goal. Always keep working hard and moving forward. The next thing I want you to write down is dare to dream. Dream at every opportunity you can, and dream and see your show being the greatest show, being the most awesome show that somebody can tune in to watch. And the last thing is to think big. You got to elevate your thinking if you want to be the star of the show. And you gotta think like a star. You got to act like a star. And you got to demand the best in life, the best for your show. And I want to thank all of you that tuned in for the broadcast today. And if you want to check out my book, it's called Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. Just go to my blog, www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and you can click on and order my book, Success is an Attitude, and the book will change your life, and I give you a lot of important ingredients and tools and ideas and strategies to help you focus on becoming the star of the show and achieving success in your life and living your best life yet. And again, feel free to tune into our broadcast next week, the same time, the same place. Just dial in area code 323-580-5712, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and watch the Mr. Motivator broadcast. And I want you all to know I appreciate you, and I want you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big, because the key to enjoying your life and living the best and experiencing the best that life has to offer is to set goals and to reach out and to reach as high as you can to grab a handful of stars from the clouds above and pull those stars down and let those stars shine in your life. Again, this is Mr. Motivator. I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us. You can go to my website, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Email me your questions. Let me know what you think of the show. Again, I appreciate you. And we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. And we look for you this same time again next week at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Tune in to the Mr. Motivator Show. If you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Just tune in to our show, and we'll have another exciting show coming up for you next week. Also, if you want to go to my website and check out my blog, go to www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can request a copy of my book. You can click onto the book, Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey. And this is the best book I've ever written, and this book will change your life. Again, dare to dream. Keep thinking big. This is Mr. Motivator. Look forward to seeing you the same time, the same place, next week, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in to the broadcast. We love you, and you have yourself a great evening.